a trip to Mars, because tonight the first of two Mars exploration rovers will land on what's called the Red Planet. If all goes according to plan, it will survive the landing and begin a three-month mission to study Martian rocks. The rover is a sort of pumped-up version of the Mars mini dune buggy that Pathfinder carried to a successful landing on July 4, 1997. The new mission can do lots more than Pathfinder, but as NPR's Joe Palca reports, that places additional burdens on the scientists and engineers working on the mission here on Earth.
In spacecraft terms, Pathfinder was a pipsqueak. Its rover weighed just 23 pounds. The Mars Exploration Rover, or MER as acronym-loving scientists call it, weighs 15 times that. NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena is in charge of all planetary missions. JPL's Matthew Gollenbeck worked on Pathfinder and now works on MER. He says there's been a cultural change at JPL regarding MER.
The entire laboratory is behind it, whereas Pathfinder was this, we might as well have been in our garage, as a it's the JPL garage, but it was still a garage. Okay. On MER, there's people that are just as committed on this project as you are, and you've never met them. And that's very, very different.
The other thing that's different is the duration of the mission. Pathfinder was only supposed to operate for 30 days. The new rover missions are supposed to be active on Mars for 90 days, and scientists on the mission talk about going much longer than that. Richard Cook was a project engineer on Pathfinder and now on the new rovers. For the first 9 days on Mars, the rover will sit on the lander, checking out its systems and looking around. Once it leaves the lander, things get complicated. Cook says every day scientists must pore over the data sent down to Earth and then decide where to send the rover next. Cook says it was hard enough doing all that with Pathfinder.
Now we're talking about a much larger rover, a much more sophisticated science package, and of course two of them. And so we've spent the last 6 months or so practicing through a series of exercises what it will really be like once we get on the ground, how we'll operate, how the team will function, and what we will expect to get back.
Not only will there be long shifts every day, but scientists will have to operate on Mars time, meaning literally a longer day. Rob Manning is a MER project engineer at JPL.
The Mars day is 24 hours and 39 minutes. That means if you're following Mars time, that means you can sleep in 39 minutes every morning. It sounds great at first.
But it's also like taking a plane to a new time zone every day, bringing on a kind of killer jet lag.
After about, a week or 2 weeks of that, you get really tired. And we are a little concerned that the team is going to be exhausted by the time the third month rolls around.
After the month-long Pathfinder mission, the scientific team was totally beat. So this time, mission managers have decreed that everyone with a critical role on the mission can only work 4 days in a row, and then they must take a 3-day break. Matt Gollenbeck says even on their official days off, he won't be surprised to see scientists hanging around the operations center.
You've spent all this effort to get them there. That cost $400 million to get them there. You want to get everything you possibly can out of them in that time they're on the surface, and you want to cram everything into it as much as you can possibly learn. And if that means you work an extra hour, you work an extra hour. And over the long haul, we'll see how well we survive.
Surviving is essential because the initial days of the mission, when all that adrenaline is flowing, will mostly be spent preparing the rover to roll off the lander. Mission scientist Steve Squire says the real work starts later.
The first time we take off across the countryside and you see that lander in the rearview mirror, disappearing from sight, and all of a sudden we're exploring new terrain, we're someplace else that looks different from our landing site. That's when this mission's really going to show its true colors. And that could take a few months. The best stuff may come in February, March, April.
If the rovers accomplish their main scientific mission, to find signs that liquid water once flowed on Mars, you can be certain that fatigue will be eclipsed by elation. Joe Palca, NPR News.